From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Praise and criticism after a report delivered to the White House last week recommending changes to the boundaries of a handful of national monuments. According to AgriPulse, the report is the result of a review led by Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke, who was directed to do so by President Trump in an executive order issued last April. In the order, Trump says monuments designated without proper public outreach or coordination with states and local stakeholders might stifle efforts to achieve energy independence, restrict public access, and otherwise curtail economic growth. The USDA reports corn, soybean, and wheat export inspections for the week ending August 24th remain ahead of what's needed to meet projections for the respective marketing years. The 2016-17 marketing year for beans, corn, and sorghum runs through August 31st, and the 2017-18 marketing year for wheat started June 1st. Wheat came out at nearly 671,000 tons, up over 78,000 from the week ending August 17th, and over 93,000 higher than the week ending August 25th of last year. More worries after President Trump said Mexico and Canada are being very difficult in negotiations for the new NAFTA, with the second round of talks set to begin on Friday, adding in a tweet, may have to terminate. It was the second time since the talks started the president has said that the U.S. might abandon the 1994 free trade agreement among the three largest nations and neighbors on the continent. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West. For more, visit our website at aginfo.net.